May 9, a warning dream. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him, and makest him drunken. Habakkuk 2:15. I dreamed, I was wondering, why you were so much away from your home and your family, and from the house of God on the Sabbath, and absent from the prayer meeting. In a moment I was on board your boat. There was a jovial class of men, talking and laughing, joking and card playing. You were one with them. I saw the tables prepared with a quality of food to meet the vitiated appetite of the company. I heard them call for liquor. I looked up in astonishment to hear your voice, a professed disciple of Christ, professedly looking for and hasting unto his appearing, say, Here, gentlemen. Wine of different kinds was placed before them, and they partook of it, and you drank with them. The young man who has so many times explained to me my dream spoke to you and said, Eating and drinking with the drunkard. Who bought those bottles of drink? Said you, I bought them, for I could not get companions to sail with me unless I pleased their appetites in this respect. This is sufficient evidence that you are not pleasing God, and that you are placing yourself on Satan's field of temptation. You are making a fearful sacrifice to gratify your inordinate love of being on the water. If this is your choice before doing the work which God would have you do, you will not long be allowed to pursue your course. You will lose both worlds. I have, since this dream, had another. I dreamed you were again using tobacco. I thought that these miserable habits, once overcome, were being taken up by you, and that you were going back step by step to darkness, selling your soul at a cheap market. But I will now ask you, what do you propose to do? You stand in imminent peril. I warn you, as a mother would her son, to avoid these things which will endanger your morals, involve you in disgrace through the cultivation of perverted appetite. I commit these few pages to you as an ambassador of Christ. Beware lest you turn from the warning given. In love, Ellen G. White. Letter 5, May 9, 1877. This brother owned a pleasure boat on the West Coast.